New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support. It is only through a change in human consciousness that the world will be transformed. The personal and the planetary are connected. As we expand our awareness of mind, body, psyche, and spirit, and bring that awareness actively into the world, so also will the world be changed. This is our quest as we explore new dimensions. You're listening to a New Dimensions Archive Edition, recorded in 1991.
From San Francisco, New Dimensions Radio presents The Wisdom of Joseph Campbell, featuring the distinguished mythologist in conversation with host Michael Toms. These intimate radio conversations, recorded between 1975 and 1987, reflect the personal friendship they enjoyed, as well as their mutual appreciation for ideas and the world of myth.
Hello, this is Michael Toms. Welcome to the sixth program in our 13-part exploration of the wisdom of Joseph Campbell. In our previous program, we heard Joseph Campbell discuss, among other things, the underlying tension between Eastern spiritual wisdom and what he saw as the authentic Western spirit, namely, truth attained through the individual's own path. In this program, Joseph says, more pointedly than we've heard him say before, that the sense of most myths is to find the dynamic source in your life, which is at the very root of Campbell's work. We'll also hear him elaborate on what he called the essential unities inherent in different myths and religious systems from around the world, a point he also made in a talk he gave at the New Dimensions Radio 10th Anniversary Celebration, which is included in this program, as well as later in the series. This conversation took place in the fall of 1980, when Joseph was 76. We began with a question about the timeliness of mythology. Hello, Joseph.
Michael, it's a real pleasure to be with you again.
Well, it's great to be with you, too. I think where I'd like to begin, Joseph, is that somehow we've related to mythology as just fairy tales and being largely untrue, and mythology is so much more than that.
Well, I think the reason for the misunderstanding is that the imagery and tales of mythology are symbolic of spiritual powers within us. And when these are interpreted as referring to historical and natural events, and then science shows that these historical and natural events did not or could not have occurred, then you throw the whole thing out. But mythology really is the language of discourse between our unconscious system, the spiritual life that really shaped our bodies, and the intellect, which is regarding the outer world all the time and thinking in terms of practical facts and so forth. And the intellect has to learn to read these symbolically. Now, in the old traditions, this was generally understood. Such a symbolic theme, for example, is the virgin birth, which occurs throughout the American Indian mythology. I mean, this is what wakened me to the realization that these things had not to do with historical events. The mythic image of the virgin birth refers to the birth of the spiritual life in the human animal. We can live with the same interests as animals, clinging to life, begetting future generations, and winning our place in the world. But then there can open the sense of a dimension of spiritual quest and realization. And then there is the birth, you might say, of the spiritual life. And this is the sense of the virgin birth.
Is mythology just a study of the past, or is it also a study of the present?
Well, insofar as the mythic forms are alive today, it's a study of the present. And this is the sense of the